Our reading today comes from the book of Hebrews. It's Hebrews chapter 12 and verses 1 through to 3. And our topic this morning is to look at what is joy. So we're continuing our series looking at what is questions, and we're asking that question, what is joy? So let's hear the word of God from Hebrews chapter 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Amen. God will bless this reading from his holy word. There are some people who take on challenges in life and end up doing marathons or even ultra marathons, which is around 50 miles or 100 miles running. Other people do triathlons and biathlons. I've never really seen the need to do such things, but I did take part in a biathlon once, the Coriatic Challenge, which was from Fort Augustus to Kincraig up in the Highlands. It was a 17-mile run followed by a 26-mile bike ride. It didn't go well. No one had told me, and I had admitted to find out, that the first 10 miles of the run was all uphill. And when I reached the top of the hill, or it could have been a mountain, looking forward to running back down again, my knee gave way. Needless to say, I completed the course, didn't quite come last, but I've never done a biathlon since. And yet, some people do these things for fun. They must be crazy. One of the things I remember about the biathlon is that there were definitely times when it was mind over matter, and you just had to persevere and to keep going and to struggle on through, knowing that the end was eventually going to come. And I guess that sometimes life is like that. There are times when we just have to keep going, to struggle through and to persevere. Now, these are difficult times that we are living in at present, where there is a bit of a collective struggle because of the pandemic. And as well as the effects that the virus itself has had upon people, there's also been the effect upon people's mental health and a feeling of vulnerability and isolation for many people. And into this very situation, we may think that there is nothing to celebrate. There is no joy. But today, I want to think about joy. There is a verse in Galatians 4, verse 15, where Paul asked the Galatian Christians, "What has happened to your joy?" And I want to think about this question because in many ways, there seems little to celebrate at the moment, and little joy. And I guess as we move on further into this most difficult of years, where the weather is getting colder and the nights are becoming darker, then we begin to feel that more acutely, don't we? But even during these difficult times, we can still have joy. The few verses that we read today from the book of Hebrews come at the end of a famous passage in Scripture in Hebrews chapter 11, which is all about those who have lived their lives by faith and trust in God. And the writer to the Hebrews, who we don't know who that is, incidentally, goes through some of the heroes of the faith, from Adam to Noah to Abraham to Joseph to Moses to Rahab, men and women of faith. And there are so many that the writer to the Hebrews says in chapter 11, verse 32, that he doesn't even have time to talk about them all. He doesn't have time to talk about people like Gideon or Barak or Samson or David and more. These were all heroes of the faith, and yet invariably they had something in common. And the thing that they had in common was that their lives weren't easy or straightforward. In fact, if you read that chapter, you'll understand how difficult it was for them. Verse 36 and 37 says that some faced jeers and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were put to death by stoning. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. Now, as an advertisement for having faith, that doesn't seem great, does it? And yet, all were commended for their faith, because they endured these things in the hope of what was yet to come. And it's the same for every Christian. You see, some people get the impression that if you're a Christian, then life is easy and smooth. But that isn't true, of course. We still face the same challenges in life as everyone else does. And often we face persecution to a greater or lesser extent for being a Christian. But the difference is that Christians believe that they are going through what they're going through, firstly with the help of God, but also with the help of other Christians. And also that they're following in the footsteps of Jesus. And that's what our passage today in Hebrews chapter 12 is all about. You see, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, those who have lived by faith. And as they endured, we too are to endure. We are to throw off the sin that entangles and to run out the race marked for us. And we aren't just to run it. We are to run it with perseverance. We are to keep going, to keep moving forward, not stalling or going backwards, but going forwards. Now that may be quite painful when you're running a marathon, but it's especially difficult in life, isn't it? When so many things can trip us up and it's really hard to keep going. When there are so many things that cause us difficulty in life, illness, stress, bereavement and more. What therefore keeps us going? Well, firstly, we fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. If we want to know joy, then we focus on Jesus. Now, why should this be? Well, we see what Jesus did and what he went through. We understand it wasn't easy for Jesus, and yet he endured. He endured suffering. He endured the cross. Why did he do so? It says in our passage, for the joy that was set before him. You see, Jesus understood that though he was going to endure the cross, and we cannot underestimate what Jesus must have experienced there, that the joy that lay before him was worth far more. You see, Jesus knew that in dying on the cross, he was pleasing his Father who had sent him. He knew that dying on the cross was the way that sinners like us could come into the presence of God. Jesus knew that was the only way. And so though in Gethsemane we see Jesus in agony, knowing that all the cross was going to cost him, he goes through with it. He drinks the cup of suffering to the very end. Why? Because of the joy set before him. The joy of being obedient to the Father. The joy of saving us and bringing us into the presence of God. The joy of being raised to life and being with the Father and sitting at his right hand. It was the joy set before him that got him through. And for us, we have to realize that being with God isn't just pie in the sky when you die. We, of course, look forward to that day when we will be with him forever. And so we have the joy of knowing that this life is not the end. But we can experience him in the here and now. We can pray and get into his word, and we can know him intimately now because of what Jesus has done. We can know real joy. Even in those times when life is tough, we can know God's closeness. Because if we believe and trust in Jesus, we're part of God's family, sons and daughters of God, so that no matter what happens, whether good or bad, we can know that God is with us, that he will never leave us or forsake us. You see, so often we buy into the lie. The joy or happiness lies in our circumstances or in our wealth. We're sold the idea that if we have a big house and a fancy car and good health, then we can know joy. But consistently we see this isn't true. There's so many who have these things and yet they're empty inside. They don't know fulfillment and they don't know joy. Why? Because they're looking in the wrong place and trusting in the wrong things. Trust in God and all will be well. That's not to say all will be easy. It won't be. But eventually, all will be well. That's why we are to consider Jesus, who endured such opposition from sinners and yet kept going. And similarly, we need to endure, not to grow weary and to lose heart, which often we are prone to do, because there is joy that is set before us. You see, what kept me going on that biathlon all these years ago? Well, it was knowing that the people had sponsored me and not wanting to let them down that helped me keep going. But it was also the thought that the pain would eventually end, that there would be a hot bath and a fish supper at the end of it all, which there was. And I want to encourage you today, especially if you're struggling in your life, that you can still know joy. Now, firstly, you can only know true joy if you come to Jesus. That is a given. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8 says of the believer that even though we do not see him now, we believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible joy, for you're receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Inexpressible joy. That's what the Christian has. That's what the Christian can experience. And it has all to do with Jesus. It's not to do with our circumstances. I've known people and experienced times myself when things were difficult and hard, and yet you've known the closeness of God through the Holy Spirit, real and true joy, that God is really there, that he really cares, and you've known his closeness, and what an amazing thing that is. But even as Christians, we sometimes struggle, especially when our circumstances seem to be against us and things are difficult. We can be prone to thinking that we're walking this life alone, but we're not. God is with us, and we are surrounded by family, the body of Christ, to encourage us on the way. And if you're particularly struggling today, lift up your eyes and know your destination, because your destination is good. Your destination is wonderful. You see, for those who don't know Jesus and who live in uncertainty and genuinely don't know how they can keep going. But for the Christian, we know where we're going. We just don't know when we're going to get there. Therefore, is it too big a thing to suffer for even just a little while, knowing the joy that is set before us? These are difficult times, concerning times. But in Jesus we have hope. In him we have joy. And that doesn't stop because of coronavirus or anything else. I'm sure you've heard before that if you take the letters from the word joy, then that is the secret of finding joy. Firstly, J. J stands for Jesus. Put him first and you won't go far wrong. O stands for others. Put others before yourself. And Y does stand for yourself. Put yourself last, which is totally countercultural to the world's way of seeing things, and you will experience joy. So this morning, let's not grow weary. Let's not lose heart. Let us know the joy that is in knowing God, and the joy that lies before us as we wait for that time when we will be with him forever and ever. Amen. Shall we just join together in prayer? Loving Lord God, we thank you for the joy that is found in the Lord Jesus. And we ask for forgiveness for those times when we've tried to look for our joy in other places, in our circumstances, in our achievements, in our wealth. We recognise, Lord God, that true joy is found in Christ and in Christ alone, that our hope is found only in him. And Lord God, we recognise these are difficult times, these are challenging times. We don't want to underestimate how difficult these times are for people, even for ourselves. But Lord God, we pray that we would be assured that we're not walking our life alone, that we are assured of your presence, that you will never leave us or forsake us. And we thank you for the family of God who are able to uphold us at this difficult time. We thank you, Lord God, also for the example. So many witnesses in Scripture, so many who suffered and yet who endured to the end. And we thank you for the example of Jesus. Jesus who went to the cross, who endured the cross, who suffered on the cross, and did it all for our sake and for the joy that was set before him. Lord God, may we follow in the footsteps of Jesus, and may we know the power of your Holy Spirit and the presence of your Holy Spirit, and may we know that deep joy within. So, loving Lord God, we ask that you would speak to us through your word today, we pray. For we pray these things in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.